Evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'Tocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. As a schus for a zivik for Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel and Leilei Nishmas, Malka Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Rav Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or in the Moshe and Isha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach, and for Shlomo Yitzchok ben Sora David Shimon, Ben Esther, Adiel, Shmuel, Ben Oris, Rosemary, Ben Mordechai, Ben Sol. I wanted to take a little bit of a different tack this evening in dealing with issues of Bitochon. Let me share with you something that the Alter Slabotka said, and apply it to our sugya, our inyonim of bitochon. We say in the Birchas HaMozen, in the benching, v'no'al tatzricheinu Hashem alikeinu. Hashem, don't let us have to come on to lo'li dei matnas bos of adom, not to any gift from a human being, v'lo'li dei halvosom, and not even to loans. Kim li'yotcho, only to your hand, hamaleo, that's full, hapsucho, that's wide open, Hakadosho, maybe that refers to of Kodesh, refers to one that gives beyond what we deserve. Bohorchova, and the broadness, Shalei Nevoish, Shalei Kolim, that we shouldn't be embarrassed, Le'olam Void, forever and ever. And the Alter says that we say to Hashem, we shouldn't have to come on to the embarrassment of taking from a person. We shouldn't have to come onto the embarrassment of even a loan from a person, but rather, in order that we shouldn't be embarrassed, and all this is loylam void means in loylam haboy as well, we'll be embarrassed forevermore. We should only come on to kim liyotcho, to your hand, but your hand has to be full, open, giving beyond and broad. Otherwise, if it's missing one of these ingredients, it'll be a busha and a chlima loylam void. Imagine that. We're taking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not taking masbos of adom, v'loli de'halvosom. I'm only relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I don't feel that his hand is full. I feel that he's giving b'tzimtzum, he's giving a little bit, it doesn't have the fullness. I don't feel it's wide open. Wide open, just take what you want. I don't feel it's kedusha. Maybe that refers to that he's giving without any attention to whether I earned it or deserved it. And rechova, the certain breitkeit, a certain broadness, a certain like rachvis, a certain sense of, if one of these ingredients are missing, the Alter says, then it's busha uchlima loylam void. That the we should never have to be dependent on a person, only on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But even on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to have the fullness of his openness, of his capabilities, of his generosity, of his rachmus with which he gives. Otherwise, we're going to be embarrassed. Not only embarrassed when we take from a person, not only embarrassed when we borrow from a person, but even when we have this sense we're taking completely from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we don't sense that he's giving it so openly, so willingly, that he has, that it's full, that he has endless amount of oitzrus to give us. If one of these ingredients are lacking, because you say, Lodi Deva, that's supposed to kim liyodcha, hamleyo, hapsucha, toysho, chobo, shloi nevish, lodi kolim. Because if not, if anyone is missing, it'll be a bushach, it'll create a kilkul in the neshoma that will exist lo'ilam void. That will be mekalkel the neshama to such an extent that even in the next world, the neshama will not be what it was, what it could have been, because of the fact that it was lacking, was taken from Hashem, not from Bosav Adam, but it was lacking one of these, that sense of fullness, that sense of endless amount, that sense of that sense of openness, that sense of giving, just barachvus, lacking anything, even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a busha chlima. How much more so is a busha and a chlima when we have to come on to people? You have to come on to people, it's such an embarrassment. Now, therefore, what do we have to do? Therefore, in order to survive, in order for the neshama not to be damaged when we come even to the Olam HaEmes. We need, when we look at the world, we need to look at it, it's all from Hashem. Now, there are certain people that help us, that make it a little bit easier. Over the years, I've had certain people that would help us in our efforts, you know, financially, but it was with such a sense of, you're doing me a favor more than I'm doing you. Chazal Taka say, the Oni is doing more to the Baal HaBayis than the Baal HaBayis is to the Oni. Because the Oni is being mezakeh the Baal HaBayis with a mitzvah. Baal HaBayis is just giving money. So whatever. But there are certain people that they give in a way that's, it's just like, you're doing me a favor. But even that, they don't have endless money. There's certain limitations. And those limitations, even by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will create a busha. How much more so is there a busha? So we have to psych ourselves up and we have to work on ourselves in order to preserve the shleimus of Anishoma, in order not to damage Anishoma in this world, because the Tzelem Elokim that's embarrassed on some level is damaged. And even Lo'ilam Void, it has such a, that's what it says in the Nusach of Birchas HaMozin, that's what the Alter reads that as Medayik, that's what neighbors when they call him Lo'ilam Void. So we have to focus everything in life. It's all from Hashem. My paycheck is from Hashem. Chazal say, G'doyla parnosa yoysumi ge'ula. Parnosa is even greater than ge'ula. Because by ge'ula, sometimes it says, ha-malach ha-goyel. You see, sometimes Hashem sends a shliach. The malach is goyel. But parnosa is ha-kodesh boruch hu, priseach es yodecho, u'masbi'a l'chol chai rotzon. You open your hand and you satiate every living creature according to its will. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs the checks. So the check that I get, it's not my boss. Anyone gives me, I have to be thankful, appreciative, but the reality to know it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing, I get a loan for my business, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing, I get a donation, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever it is, and the more that we can focus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that we avoid any sense of kilkul on our neshama. There'll be no sense of kilkul because of the fact that, or the minimize the sense of kilkul because of the fact that it's really all from Hashem. And even when we're relying on Hashem, with bitochen in Hashem, we also have to realize by bitochen in Hashem, he's the kol yochol. He has endless oitzrus. He's giving it not just willfully and with desire, with passion. That's why he created the world for. Olam chesed yibonah. That's the toughness of everything. And the more that I recognize how much generosity, with how much chesed, with how much rachamim, with how much hatova, with how much rachmus, with how much endless supply and ultimate koyches that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has, the less that taking will damage my neshama. And let's not talk about the damage in the next world. We don't know exactly what that means. But in this world, we know damage. Embarrassment is damaging. The Tzelem Elokim was created to be uplifted, to be mechubad, not to be embarrassed. And when we're lacking anything, we'd be embarrassed. So we have to realize anything we have to come on to people, the focus should all be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anything that we even have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the focus should all be, he has it all. He wants to give it all. He does it with the ultimate rachamim, with the ultimate chesed, with the ultimate hatova. And the mela, it protects the neshama from being embarrassed. Now, when it comes to taking from people, I just want to share a personal experience and a footnote. And that is once, you know, we had a meeting when we formed a new division, whatever it was, and it was a new board, and many years ago in LA, and the board was told, don't worry, you have a shutuf that underwrites everything. Don't worry about the finances. We have a shutuf, Bashomayim, who underwrites all the situation. There's nothing to worry about. Okay. A couple of months later, I needed some money. I was in a meeting with a certain balabos who was at that original meeting, and I said, I need $1,000 tomorrow. Takes out his $100 bills, is counting, and says, but where's your shutif? And I, in my innocence, I said, What do you care if my shutev gives it to me this way or another way? In other words, he's giving me his hard-earned money, and I'm thanking my shutev. So we have to realize, when we look at the individual, it's all the shutev. It's not him. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. But when it comes to HaKoras HaToiv, for his Rotzen HaToiv, and when it comes to feeling it and expressing it, it has to be as if everything came from this individual. And that doesn't have to be a stira to realizing that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I thank you for your Rotzen HaToiv. The money Hashem gave you. The willingness to give, Hashem helped you. The idea, maybe Hashem placed in your head. But you have Bechir Choshes, you chose to do it. For that choice, for that Rotzen HaToiv, for that I will be eternally grateful. So I think this is some ideas of how to put the challenges and the difficulties that we have in life in focus, and to preserve our integrity, not integrity, to preserve our sense of godliness, to preserve our self-esteem, to preserve a sense of appreciation of who we are. We have to be very careful that it's always from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yodai HaMaleo HaPsucho HaKadosh Shel Rechovo Shloi Nevoi Shloi Nikolim LeOilom Voed. Gute Nacht.